a keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fun-filled edition of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. We're going to kick off this week's episode with the Midnight Express Oatmeal Stout, which you can find in a very sexy blue can with a bunch of cool-ass artwork on it. It's 5.5%. It's a nice winter beverage, if I say so myself. So I'm going to pour some of that in my glass while I tell you what we are watching this week. This was picked by our guests. One of them you've heard before on the show. The other one, it's his first time on the couch, but he's no stranger to podcasting. My guests this week are Jason and Devin, a.k.a. Dutch Magneto and Pickles, from the Hyper Uppercut Podcast. Welcome to the couch, guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks good to be here. Thanks for having us, man.
All right, so Devin, you did this before with Rob.
Yeah.
And we watched the Stoner Classic Half-Baked.
Mm-hmm.
This time I asked you guys, hey, here's the shelf of movies. What do you want to watch? And you picked what?
Grandma's Boy.
Another stoner
comedy. Might tell you something about me. I don't know. I can let you make that up for yourself.
But this one's at least video game based. Yeah, so it makes a little more sense. If you are unfamiliar with the Hyper Uppercut Podcast, I brought them into the fold at the now defunct FCF Network. But I was glad they got on board while the train was still a rolling and all of us shows are still super cool with each other. We're just doing our own thing, but we're still showing the love and sitting in on each other's shows. So if you own a copy of Grandma's Boy, I own the unrated DVD version. I encourage you to put this in your DVD player right now. Otherwise, go rent it or find it online, however you may choose to do so. But we're going with the R-rated cut. We're sticking with the theatrical version. So, hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right. So we also have some other beverages that we're enjoying at the moment as well. You've got what the old school Budweiser.
Yeah, it's sort of the Prohibition beer.
I tried some over at
for you too,
our friend later, Kevin Clark from Karaoke Big E. He brought some over to the Bottle Cap Kids birthday party, and I got to try some. You know, it's not bad.
It's like, so I'm an
A Coors Banquet beer or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm partial to Ambers. You know, I said it on the last podcast, so I was like, when they came out with that, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to give me some of that. It's okay.
You know, this is probably the, I don't even know, I'm going to go on a low ball here, but probably the, I don't know, 400th time I've watched this movie. Okay.
I haven't watched it in a while. I do love this intro, though, because it is a throwback to, if you remember right, one of my picks in the video game episode. We did
it didn't get you the dub, though.
No, it didn't. No. But I got my vengeance, and I kicked your asses in the,
in your specialty,
the Christmas movies.
Yeah.
So I'll be coming back to the final draft for a follow-up episode to defend my throne.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what game that is they're playing, but I'm pretty sure I've played it before.
I believe that's just
is that EA's? That was an EA boxing game, wasn't it?
Oh, man, look at that giant console. Oh, God. That archaic technology.
Huge. Yeah. So you guys, big time gamers. That's what Hyper Uppercut is focused on. Yep. You have the video game theme show. Hey, look, it's big sexy Kevin Nash up there.
The Diesel
on
himself.
The Drunken Lullabies Wall of Fame right there.
That's when his knee still worked.
Right? Yeah. He's got some issues with that. Oh, no, they spilled the bong.
Party foul.
That is not good. Yeah. Is there going to be like a dog coming over and licking up the bong water?
No, they look at those dudes. They are not responsible enough for
that. No. So
they didn't even realize two dudes just walked in their own house. So, you know.
So these guys, if you're a fan of the Adam Sandler Happy Madison movies, which this is a part of,
yep.
You recognize these guys. That's Alan, who has been in... I first remember him from Wedding Singer. He played the limo driver.
The first one, I didn't realize it was him.
And then he was in
later.
Happy Gilmore as the caddy.
Caddy. Yep. Dude, I didn't realize that was him, but yeah. Dude, I forgot he
and
was
And Rob Schneider's their landlord. So you're going to
see...
like
Cypress Hill concert in here.
a lot of familiar faces. The other guy is from Waterboy.
Yep.
Kevin Nash, I don't remember being in anything else except for maybe The Longest Yard.
He showed up.
He was the Russian in The Punisher.
Well, that's not Adam Sandler.
Okay. Well, I thought you were just talking about it. I'm a big fan if you can't tell.
I think he was in the WWF, yeah. if I'm not mistaken.
I think he wrestled Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 13.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah. He came out with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
So, yeah, I haven't really seen him do much since... he mostly just does the Adam Sandler movies. Yep. And this was his only, like, lead role, to my knowledge. Like, he's always just a supporting character. But, yeah, they were like, yeah, we're gonna give the kid the ball here and let him run. And I thought it was a funny movie.
Oh absolutely. Man, me and Jason used to live above one another. Like, okay. I lived above him. And that's actually how we met. And we were both pretty big into the smoking marijuana games.
Smoking the marijuana.
Yeah, smoking the reefer.
I've heard about eating the marijuana, too. Just one is enough to set you on.
Every night we would have...
a path of ruination.
Forever.
Yeah.
We would have pretty much the same routine almost every night.
Seriously.
Jason wasn't working at the time. He was pretty financially set. Yeah. And I was working, but I was off at like 7 every night. And he'd come upstairs. We'd get high. We'd watch this. We'd watch Tenacious D.
Well, did you favorite, just threw it.
One of my favorite parts, dude. This is your fault, too. We used to say that shit all the time.
Yeah. We still quote tons of shit from this all the fucking time.
Like, can you stop?
Man, what was that one time when we watched this how many days in a row?
Oh, my God, dude.
I've had movies like that before.
Oh, dude, I mean...
It was mostly when I was in grade school and I didn't have a job
responsibilities. We were just, you know...
Yeah, that was me.
But, yeah, I watched when Home Alone first came out on VHS and also Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I got those for my birthday one year. And here's Dante, and that's his real last name. It's July. Get the fuck out.
I am naked. Come on in. Oh man.
And again, he's another one you pretty much see in Sandler's movies. This is like his Rat Pack.
Yep.
Kinda.
It's his stable.
Oh yeah.
And he calls everybody kid.
Yeah. See, I couldn't relate to this part.
Oh, drinking a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale right there.
Yep.
Check that shit out.
I couldn't relate to this part here because at this time we had a drug dealer that would just deliver our shit to us. So
yeah,
I didn't get the interaction of having a drug dealer that like you weren't real cool with or just wanted to go over there strictly for drugs because he would just deliver it to us. So, you know, that was nice.
Yeah, we were really spoiled back in the day.
We were. But yeah, we watched this and Tenacious D probably at least, I don't know, at least 17, 18 days.
Did you watch the TV series as well or just stick with Pick of Destiny?
Just the Pick of Destiny.
Have you ever watched the TV series? I own the series, if you haven't.
I didn't own it. My ex owned the series and then I kept the series when we broke up.
Oh, okay. There you
but
go.
Yeah, so I own it now.
Possession's 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that.
I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah,
so he's.
I feel like this would be me
at the kids' table.
Yeah,
but he's giving gaming hints. He's basically a YouTube channel right now.
This would be me.
That's all Jackson watches is YouTube videos of people playing video games and all this kind of stuff. It's like, dude, why don't you just go play it?
Go play it.
Yeah,
but that's how kids are these days.
You gotta lose at it 40 times and then you get the gratification.
Yep. See, I had to watch my cousins play games and see them find warp zones and all that and then do it myself.
See, like, I was like always, I would always go over to my cousin's house. He's like 3 or 4 years older than me in like first grade, and I just beat their monkey asses at like Street Fighter. Then they would beat my monkey ass because I'd be talking shit. But like, I've always been just really good at games for no reason.
So this is his grandma.
Gam Gams.
Nana. Played by Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond. She's been in some other stuff too. One of our past episodes, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
She plays Ellen's mother. She gets a little tipsy. So I
she just recently passed, didn't she? Like a year or so ago?
I think so, yeah.
One of the best characters in this movie.
The yep. First time Nick Swardson appears in a Happy Madison movie.
I believe also, I mean, it's a little bit later in the movie, but this is the first and only time Jonah Hill's in one.
Yeah. Yeah, he is in it. Because he was also in, like, 40-year-old Virgin, but that's not Sandler,
yeah, right? Yeah.
So, he's got a race car bed, which I always wanted as a kid.
It's a sweet-ass race car bed.
But I gave up that dream once I hit about 13.
Where am I supposed to sleep? On the air mattress. Do you need a stuffed animal? I have a dog. I think I have a bear. Yeah, I have a bear. You ate? At least I have my own bed. Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a fucking suite. Roommates are gonna get your roommates. You mean your parents?
That'll be hot.
And that is not an air mattress. That's a pool floating.
Yeah. I think at that point I'd rather just sleep on the ground.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially at his advanced age, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can say I've never been desperate enough to jerk off to a doll.
No?
No.
About Rob?
You've lived in the age of cell phones, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
A dark day.
Dude,
hey, I still had the Cinemax and stuff.
I'm a kid of the 80s.
Yeah.
So, like, the internet didn't even exist until I got into high school. Dude, and then it was dial-up. So.
I had, when I was super, like, into
Sports
wrestling.
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition is what got me going as a youngster.
He's like, hell, man, the Sears catalog. Get me.
I got in trouble for taking that into my bedroom once.
Like, I'm looking for Christmas presents.
My mom came looking for it, and it was shoved under my pillow. So, yeah. But I've never talked dirty to a Barbie doll in a bathroom before.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe someday. Dare to dream. Yeah. I got a lot of life left to live, I guess. So
Funko Pops aren't as sexy as that, you know?
No. Some of them are.
That's true.
Well, I got my own Funko Pop over there, and my girlfriend has one as well. So I guess if I'm going to do it to a Funko Pop, I better do it
to that
one.
That's not cheating.
Or that, yeah. She's going to be a little upset about that one. Yeah, I took my Ace Frehley one in the bathroom.
Oops.
Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Oh, so he can't stop coming.
Feels so good.
The vinegar strokes all over his face.
Oops.
Can't believe you came on my mom. You might be the biggest pervert in the world right now. What were you thinking? I couldn't sleep. I saw the doll. You can't wake me up to play video games or something?
And apparently they used a Barbie doll with a wig instead of like a Tomb Raider doll because they were afraid of trademark infringement or something.
That makes sense.
That's like a dream job, dude. I would do that job right now. Video game tester?
Yeah.
Horrible hours, bad pay. I'd still love it.
What do you do currently?
I am a fucking, as boring as you can be, fucking contract reviewer for government fucking bombs and shit.
Okay. That sounds important.
But it's not fun. Like, that shit's fun.
Yeah. And Devin, what do you do?
I'm a sales engineer pretty much for Caterpillar and like John Deere, stuff like that.
Okay.
For a company, not for them, but we make their parts for them.
And I work at a bank in
three basic
podcasts.
Pitches.
Yeah. I mean, my fun job. You know, I ran the record store for a good decade.
I was a poker player. That was fun.
Professionally?
Yeah.
Nice.
For a couple years.
Oh, and there she is. Mm. Linda Cardellini.
She reminds me of Ellen Page. like all like
a hotter older sister.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Gay.
Yeah,
like her hotter older straight sister.
Yeah, and that gets me there.
Who has her shit together?
Yeah, right. And that's nice.
She was, of course, from Freaks and Geeks. That's where I developed my first crush on her.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's done like ER and stuff, but I don't watch that show because I'm not 45.
She was most recently. Poor chick. I just saw her in The Founder.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in that. Uh-huh. And that's a really good movie.
That was a good movie. Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc. That's an interesting movie. I believe it's still Netflix, so check it out.
Yeah, I would recommend. I usually don't care for movies like that, honestly, and like the more serious, like dramatic movies, and it was really good.
He's got a post-it note on his head.
Just doesn't want to forget.
Yep.
Cracking open some of that delicious.
Yeah, you brought this Game of one. Thrones beer. The new Game of Thrones. This is the winter is here, and winter is here.
It most certainly is. It dropped 30 degrees today. So
it did. Double White
Walkers
white ale.
Came in.
It's like I said. It's my second favorite Game of Thrones beer.
Pour a little there for the missus for when she comes down to join us.
Well, she will enjoy that.
Fucking good shit.
You know, that's how I treat my lady. I make sure she gets a gets a taste and
gets a snip.
All is right in the world.
Happy
so
wife,
yeah,
this
demonic game that they work on in the movie was actually supposed to be a real game, but then the company like folded or something.
It looked like a badass game,
and it never came out.
Yep.
So I do like the NoFX poster there. I have that album. I always notice shit like that because they get these posters from the record labels. They just contact like there's a youth group one up there, so they definitely had a contact with Epitaph. And they're like, hey, we just need some stuff for the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always date any movie or TV show by the poster. I'm like, oh, okay. I remember when that record came out. So they had a bunch of those laying around the label office. All right. So now it's time for the challenge.
Yep. This is me.
Old Gray Bush.
Yep.
Frog Bog. Not a real game.
No.
Made up. Oh, Kevin Nealon.
Mr. Cheadle.
Socks and sandals. Not a good look, guys. I'm just telling you, if nobody has told you at this point and you're listening...
Let us be the first.
Socks and sandals are not a good look.
Since I wore those over here, I guess I won't be doing that again.
Just slowly starts taking his socks off.
Yeah, what a nerd. Who would do that?
Yeah.
Weird. That's a wonderful dandelion nettle
blend. Oh, why didn't you bring any of that?
I told you we should have.
You guys are such big fans of this. I thought you'd be bringing dandelion tea or whatever.
If you listen to the Hyper Uppercut podcast, we drink a lot of dandelion tea all the time.
It may not be said, but it's heavily implied.
I want to think that the smell can come through.
That's weird. I just thought you vaped all the time.
Oh, no. That's the tea.
Oh, okay.
That's the tea steeping.
Gotcha. I'll make sure I pay attention to that next time.
No, I actually got yelled at. I got yelled. That was usually me. I got yelled at by Rob. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like
well,
people
the first,
are starting to complain.
The first couple times I heard it, I wasn't
all
sure.
All three people are starting to complain.
Yeah. Once I was there and in person, I was like, oh, okay.
Now
he's vaping.
All makes
now
sense.
I know.
Okay.
I could tell something was going on, but I wasn't quite sure what.
Hooked up to
yes.
The
oh, here we go.
Best character in the movie
Neo.
Makes his entrance.
And he was also in Dodgeball. That's that's the other movie I recognize him from.
Yep, same here.
It's the future of gaming. Care for tea?
No.
Ooh. You guys have a duster? You ever have one?
No.
I can't say that
Trenchcoat
I have.
Mafia?
I
can't
not.
Say that I did.
I heard you have to get initiated into that type of attire, you know?
Yeah, blood in, blood out.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be... Back in the day, that'd be a very racy joke. Well, I think enough time has passed.
And no one gets it now.
Hashtag too soon. Yeah.
There's been enough school shootings since then to where...
Yeah. I'll put my genius on hold for a while. Yeah, Columbine happened my senior year. That's how old I am.
Wow.
Namaste, you guys. Namaste.
Namaste.
he laughs like a horse.
So maybe I don't know what the Civil War was or who invented the helicopter. I don't know that either. But I did beat the Legend of Zelda before I could walk. Nice. That's cool. That's a nice transition. Right. Like, that's a really nice transition.
That's one that we still quote to this day all the time.
Yep. Like,
stupid idiot room full of jerks.
This would be me ruining people in whatever game they chose.
I'm trying to tell what the cabinets are back there. Oh, I've played that game before. I didn't realize Frog Bog was, I thought it was a made-up name, but I played the shit out of this game.
It still might be a made-up name.
Yeah, but whatever they're playing, I've played that. It was for Intellivision, I believe. My neighbor had that system. It was crazy because the controller looked like a remote control with a phone cord on it.
Wow.
Like, it was the size of this, and it had a bunch of buttons and a knob. I don't know if it was I thought it was called Intellivision, but it may have been ColecoVision. But I've played that game. They had, like, a vampire one. I played that. But they had these weird little plastic cards that you had to slide over the buttons because that was your controllers. Okay. It changed from game to game.
Okay.
So, if you, oh, there's Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. There he
is. One of his first...
Yep.
First movies.
Here we go. He plays such a good nerdy douche.
Oh, that would be the best thing in my life if you ever saw that in real life. Perfect reaction.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
So what's your longest stretch of playing a video game straight?
Oh, geez. Like I said, when I would play, in the early days, it was like Mario.
Sure.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was more my jam.
Oh, yeah.
So that would require some marathon sessions to get all the way to the end. Never beat Tyson. I still own it, though, so I'm holding out hope one day, maybe. But
it's August 11th.
when I remember it vividly. It's a warm autumn day.
Yeah, I got to Super Macho Man, and I beat him. And, you know, everybody else, like Piston Honda 3 times and Bald Bull 2 times. Yeah, Soda Popinski, all of them. And then I got to Tyson and he knocked my ass out in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. And then once I got to him on my own, I was like, I'll use the cheat code now.
Sure.
You know, because I made it that far.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not cheating, per se.
Just starting where you left off.
Yeah, and it still never worked. I never developed the timing enough. He was just too damn fast.
It's just one hit, man. So, yeah. That's all it takes.
He beat me like one of those queen pageants that he went to prison for.
The longest it ever took me to beat a game.
I would also would have accepted Evander Holyfield's ear.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't chew me. Well, he chewed me up and spit me out. Yeah. Like Evander Holyfield's
ear. I think mine was, I played... First, like, just straight solid through. I played EverQuest in high school. I played it for almost 42 hours straight.
Jeez,
is that's actually ridiculous?
Yeah, no, it was.
You would be hallucinating.
I was.
By the end.
No, I was. Because the funny.
So you're beating guys on the screen that aren't really there.
Who knows at that point? I just the funny part about that is we got done with that session and I had to go to ICC to take
To
take tests.
Oh, okay.
And
how'd that work out for you?
It wasn't great. I got there and I literally was like, I'm going to go home and go to bed.
So he's turning 36 in October. So this would be me last year.
Wow.
Because, I just turned 36 in October.
Another one of the best characters in there, Grace.
Yeah. Yep. She's a trip. And the other mom is the mom from the Partridge Family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shirley Jones. Damn, that's a weird lineup of food.
No, that's a fucking stoner's dream.
Yeah.
You just walked into Bonanza. Yes! Fuck you. Oh, no.
A plate full of pills.
I forgot about this part.
You're better than that. Don't swear, you're better than that.
What the fuck? She fell out of bed and died, right?
So we got a rabbit ears with the tin foil on it.
Oh, those are some rough days.
Always got to get the channel 3.
Ugh.
See you in the morning. You sure will. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, it's really weird watching this not stoned.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, you guys could have partook before you got here.
No, we're too old for that.
Oh, okay.
Retired.
Yep. Until I'm retired again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or I moved to Denver.
Got a sense of humor.
Oh no.
I would totally be like this. Just yep. Stop. Please turn off.
Back in my days when I didn't wake up before noon.
Yeah. I never had those days.
Yeah.
I've always been an early riser. And
oh God, not me.
As long as I get like 6 hours of sleep, I'm good.
That was
because I'm wasting time. Like there's something I could be doing. There's a TV show I could watch. There's, you know, a podcast to record.
Gotta love that honey. What a great breakfast. Just a couple chores.
Well, don't you have to go to work?
Actually, I don't have to be at work for another 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh.
Montage.
Oh yeah. You know it's a good movie if it's got a montage in it.
Yep. Rocky taught us that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky IV. Training in the snow. Gotta beat the Russian guy.
Actually, I think the more memorable one was 3.
You think so? With Clubber?
Yeah. I mean, just montage speed.
Oh, okay.
Running on the beach.
Oh yeah. Him and
Apollo. The sweet embrace.
Yeah. Oh, she's eating the paint. Hopefully it's not lead-based. Uh-oh.
Her pills will balance it
out. There's a lot of dead cats under there.
I feel like that's the right response right there.
Yeah, it's just... Hear no evil, see no evil.
They, you know, that expression, you could swing a dead cat. Well, they got 3 of them right there they can swing.
Never had a boss that hot before.
Me either.
Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, in that environment, I don't know how good that is.
Let's do it. The levels.
Wake up, dude. No chores, Grandma.
What?
Nice rip, Alex.
Rip what?
Did you get any of this one, Devin?
No.
No.
I've had it. It's okay. Good though. But
gotcha. Now you're moving on to the rogue dead guy.
Dead guy. Dude, used to be my most hated beer.
Really?
Yeah, now so it's like my favorite.
So we go to Las Vegas, right? Or not Las Vegas. We're in St. Louis.
Oh, I was going to say Vegas. That'd be for the fantasy draft, right?
Yeah, this was...
Yeah, we were in Vegas earlier, but yeah.
Different trip. There was a couple... This was 3 or 4 years ago. We go to St. Louis. We're at a casino. I hit it big on a slot machine. I win like $300 on a
casino
slot machine.
Queen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I nail the slot machine, and the very first thing I do is I go buy, there's three of us there, I go buy us all three shots of Patron, just line them up, take some shots. I'm like, let's do another shot, boom, we do another shot of Patron, and then I'm like, you know what, that was good, I'm going to get, they had some Rogue on draft.
Really?
And okay. I was like, oh, this is delicious, and I bought me and Devin one, and he was like, oh, gross, Rogue. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I don't sound like that.
I think that was pretty spot on.
That was 3 years ago, man.
That was 3 years
ago,
Devin.
Your voice has dropped a little bit.
That might be accurate.
But that's actually my favorite beer of all time is made by Rogue that I can't get anymore, and it upsets me deeply.
Which one?
It's the, XXS, maybe? It came in that big ceramic bottle.
Okay.
And I saw it when I went to Benny's, the same bottle, but it was like old crustacean ale. And I was like, I don't know what the hell that is, but that's not the... It was so good that I dubbed it friendship beer because it was so good, it was a crime not to drink it with someone else.
It was good, too.
It was my favorite beer of all time.
Yeah, I used to go to Casino Queen before I'd go to a Cardinals game because I park there.
You just take then the train over?
Yeah, you go in, use the bathroom, drink a couple cheap drafts, play some slots, lose $20, and then go ride the train to the game. You know, because you're going to spend $20 to park on the other side of the river, so why not try to win something?
Sure.
But yeah, I'll do that for other stuff like, you know, wrestling pay-per-views or hockey games at Scott Trade or whatever it's called. And
this is completely unrealistic. An old person could never be this good at a video game.
Yeah.
Unless it's me 40 years from now.
Is she even pushing the right buttons?
No.
I didn't think so. Is that Predator? Kind of looks like Predator. With maybe, the hair.
Maybe that's why they canned it.
I'm just impressed that it's playing on that TV.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's also impressive.
You know that thing hasn't got HDMI. No. Well, this is probably before
yeah,
HDMI.
Yeah, that's on the original Xbox.
That was like cutting edge technology. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that shit back then.
So much simpler now. One cable, you don't have three or four. You had to have that adapter.
I had the weird
Nintendo
switcher box that had the prongs that you had to put on the back of the television.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. The introduction of another character. It was a Ugandan looking guy on the couch next to him.
Mean mugging him. Yeah. Clicking at him.
Dr. Shockalum gets it. Yeah, he does. Anyways, here's a black box that gets all the channels plus pay-per-view and a bunch of extra wires. Just don't let a cop see it or grandma's doing some time. So, how do you two know each other? I'm not the doctor at a cockfight in Pomona. It comes tomorrow.
Great.
Plus, he brought over some crazy Zimbabwean weed that'll turn you into a deer. You know that lions eat deer, right? That's true, kid.
Concerned.
Apparently, Dante wasn't using fake weed in a lot of the scenes that they shot.
Well, I know the scene with the monkey was like the monkey started getting like aggressive.
Yeah.
As they're They tend to do that.
When it's like swinging, it like acts like it's going to take a bite at him, man, because he got real close with Dante.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you are. I'm going to eat you, too.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is, too.
Careful. Steady hands.
My favorite part about this, he put just a straight up unpeeled banana on there.
Yeah.
Unpeeled banana. Fuck it, throw that in there too.
Yeah.
Gotta get my fruit.
Oh, that's not good. 450 is a little warm.
That's aggressive.
He would have been good with a 325 probably.
A 420?
Yeah, that would have been appropriate. Now, have you guys ever started cooking food and forget about it. I know some people that burnt the shit out of a frozen pizza before.
No.
To the point where it almost started to fire. It was just a big charcoal brick in the oven by the end.
See, we were smart. We were smart stoners. We'd either A, have food there that, like, usually the go-to was cereal.
That's going to be hot, you idiot.
Usually we'd go with cereal or we just order something.
By the time I decided to eat too, I never forgot about it. Like, then it just consumed me. I was like,
yeah.
I'm
that's all I could focus
shit.
On.
Yeah,
like, also, I'm smart enough. Like, if I'm drinking and I put a pizza in the oven, you set a timer.
I love the John Cena fucking picture on the background.
Was there one?
Yeah. There's like, his face was imposed on John Cena's body as it's on a screensaver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's a Dr. Thugonomics era John Cena there.
With the master lock and the chain.
Way before he became a total diva.
That's another one we quote all the time there, too.
Undertaker's brother? Another wrestling reference.
No, you literally just said that. Yeah, I don't think that's very smart, considering you work with your hands. Yeah, I do. May I see you in my office for a minute, please? Yeah. Oh, I think he broke it.
He's like, he fucking shattered it. Bye. I forgot something. What? So weird seeing Jonah Hill like that young still.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause Superbad was his big
movie. That was so good.
That's another one. It's on the shelf over there.
I haven't watched that in such a long time.
This is a beer I thought is appropriately named maybe for this kind of movie. It's called Scatterbrain.
Yeah.
From Bearded Iris Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee. Friend of the show, Mike Guyman, a buddy of mine that I grew up with. And college friend, worked at the Fox Pub. He now lives in Louisville. Sent some up with another friend over the holidays for me. So thank you, Mike, if you're listening.
What kind of beer is it?
Oh, this is a very juicy IPA.
What are you doing, JP?
And I like Gay Robot, which is a Nick Swardson character. If you're familiar with his comedy at all.
Mm-hmm. Gay Robot.
He had a short-lived Comedy Central series.
Yeah.
And they actually did... they did a pilot for Gay Robot... And Couch Pilots actually did an episode on that one.
Fucking weird.
Oh, I know what Phaedrian's Quest is.
How did he see me?
He's a goofball. Cooking shows. I don't know who that is. I know, like, Top Chef, but not these old lady cooking shows.
Shit. Piss off.
Nigella Lawson. I know who that is. Giada, whatever.
Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, him too. Thanks a lot, Alex. Maybe tomorrow you can introduce him to heroin. Antique Roadshow.
I watched the shit out of that when I was high.
Oh, yeah.
My parents love that show, too. I'm an antique. Yes, you are. Patron Saint of Beer, that's my guy. So,
ladies, that's the Stein you need.
Mm-hmm.
Go read your Playgirl or something. $1,000 for a beer mug? That's ridiculous.
I don't have a whole lot of antique beer stuff. I do have one recent addition to Drunken Lullaby Studios over there. I picked it up at an antique store in Bishop Hill over the holidays. It's an old bottle of hop extract. It was supposed to cure, like, all kinds of crazy things.
It'll cure what ails you?
It even mentions syphilis on there, I swear to God.
Cures the syphilis.
Does it work?
I mean, I don't have syphilis.
Just asking for a friend. You know? Yeah. I don't have it, I mean, you know.
I don't. I'm sure there's better medical practices nowadays.
I just really need to know for the syphilis reason. That's all I need to know.
So yeah, the bearded iris. It's passion fruit, pine, and gray matter.
A little bit of beard.
Scatterbrain. Got to get that gray matter in there. Well, his hands are not taped up now. That's good.
On the mend.
Well, they're still watching it. They're like you at like hour 20 of your marathon EverQuest.
No, I was, a bunch of Mountain Dew.
I just Taco Bell runs.
Coffee enema. No, Taco Bell runs. That's what you usually get, you know.
That's what kept me going. The diarrhea really infused my streak.
Shit, that's what you had in our last podcast.
What do you mean?
Dude. It was the most horrific case of him farting.
Is this the best actor?
Favorite actor it's one? It comes out. It's just our normal podcast. Okay. So it'll be out later this week.
So
we stopped multiple times because he farted so bad that it stunk up the whole area. I mean, it was.
I was fine. Those guys just aren't professional. I worked through it.
I mean, ballpark, it was probably like 20, 30 bombs.
I mean.
Well, this comes out January 17th.
Okay. Oh, that's coming out soon.
This comes out next Wednesday.
Fruit cup.
No. I'm challenging you, Jeff.
To what game?
Dance Revolution.
That's great.
And this is an audio podcast, so it's going to be a little bit of this is going to be lost without the visuals, but... Now, did you guys ever play this?
No, I did.
Aladdin's Castle in the Northwoods Mall?
I did.
I never did. I watched some Asian kids play it one time. Yep. They were really into it.
I mean, I wasn't, like, super good, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I like games like that. I was really into Guitar Hero.
Mm.
Yeah, I can do that.
See, but... I never played that either.
It's the only game on earth that Rob's actually better than me at.
He's doing a little cha-cha move. And the thing is, incorporating these moves into like a real dance floor would not make you a good dancer. You're just moving side to side a couple times.
It couldn't be any worse than what I am right now, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
So funny, dude.
Yeah, I think his one's going a little quicker.
High school? Is that good? Did I break it?
Oh yeah.
What does high score mean?
Another part we quote.
Dude, this song's so good.
Oh yeah.
Well, now we're in Toolbox's office there. JP. Sounds like he's listening to some Aphex Twin or something.
Window Licker.
You ever seen any of his music videos? Those are freaky.
Yeah.
Come to Daddy. It's like all these little kids wearing masks of his face running around like tormenting an old lady. It's pretty fucked up. If you haven't seen it, just Google. Or go to YouTube, type in Aphex Twin, Come to Daddy. But yeah, Window Licker is even creepier because it's like his face on like a very large-breasted bikini model. Yeah. That's the album cover.
I would love to have
it's all binary like on his doors
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
You would if you had robot ears.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
Anyway, he wants to get metal legs. He wants to be all, you know, all machine.
What? Eternal Death Slayer 3. 3. Sorry. Anyway, don't you think that the dwarves on level 4 look a little too similar to the elves?
I'm just going to say that's a shitty game if the dwarves and the elves look alike.
Yeah, those they are two totally not, different body types.
They should not be looking alike.
Dwarves are going to have the big asses. And, you know,
broad shoulders. The elves are going to be definitely tall and slender.
Yeah.
Leave the decisions to me, Kane. There's a reason why I'm the creator of EDS 3 and you're just a tester. I just...
He's looking around like, what?
Well, I mean, would you put it past that guy to not have some kind of weird Mr. Burns trap door type of situation?
Release the hounds.
Yeah. That guy's got some issues.
He's a millionaire. He's fine.
Oh, hi. What was that?
No,
that's a reflex.
I came to tell you that I noticed the dwarves on level 4 and elves on level 6 of EDS 3 look way too similar. Could be confusing to some.
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't push the deadline any further.
Well, you wouldn't have to if you just rendered them different colors.
That's racist.
Yeah. There are no colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
What are you saying? Saying dwarves can only be black?
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
There's a symposium on nanotechnology tomorrow at UCLA, 3 p.m. I thought maybe.
JP.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Right. I am.
Yeah, you are. She's working. Yeah.
It.
I think that everybody should know. You should probably make that a memo. ASAP.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm going to issue you guys a challenge. Tomorrow at work, I want you guys to do that.
I will.
we can reconvene on Hyper Uppercut and talk about the results on how
that
works.
Are we all three doing that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You know what? The people at the bank, they wouldn't think anything of it. I'm already like the goofball, so.
I'll do it as soon as I walk in tomorrow morning.
Oh, there's another Epitaph poster. I see Pulley. What is this... schoolgirl doll that he has behind him.
It's
supposed to be like Britney Spears or something.
I think so. What?
And it's his roommate.
Yay! I mean, come on. Everyone would take a run at the one in the pink.
Oh, she was a freak back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, in the 60s, she was all about the free love. And,
oh, yeah.
Putting thumbs in places. Wow. I'm a nerd and that really makes me just cringe.
Yeah.
He's definitely not asleep on his desk.
No, he's not. Hi, ladies. Did you go to high school with Alex? Where's his roommate? You're the reason Alex has been tired all week?
We have been sort of rough on him.
I haven't seen him. He's definitely not under his desk sleeping. That's a fact.
I recognize the action figure behind him, too. My cousin had those.
Hi, Grandma. Ladies, good to know. Dude.
Sidebar.
Jerking off my mom is one thing, but banging your grandmother and her roommates, that's like legendary.
You know what, ladies? Legend, wait for it.
Dairy.
Dairy. Dairy.
Oh my gosh. Rap dildo.
Nice play here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys should probably go to bed early. You have a busy day tomorrow.
What do you mean? I don't have any plans.
There's still some of this one left. Feel free to try some if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
See if it's in your wheelhouse. His pigtails.
Sir, what was going through your head when you came upon the lion?
This shit is fucking crazy. I don't even know how a lion got into the neighborhood. I heard some growling and shit out in the yard. So my roommate and I, we go to check this shit out. I look up in the tree, and there's the fucking king of the jungle.
You know, you ladies should really get some sleep.
Oh, yes, that's right. We need our beauty sleep because we have to get a lot of things of praise.
Come on, babe. Come on.
I almost shit my fucking pants. So I ran inside and called the 5-0.
Good night, ladies.
Instantly.
Been holding on to that the whole time.
Yeah.
Why even bother?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what it was anyways.
No shit.
That's why you should go for the edibles. Although that's dangerous, though, because they could try ingesting them.
It's honestly not as enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a different type of buzz.
Yeah.
We won't, you will.
I left a little in there for you, David.
Oh, thanks.
Say that all the time, too.
Yep.
Don't slit your wrist, guys. I'm here.
We quote so much shit from this
we really do.
Like, just watching
well, you did tell me that it's one of your favorites,
oh, yeah.
And it goes way back. So
it does. I still think I should die.
This was like the beginning of me and Jason's friendship. Was just
this movie helped it blossom into the
podcast that it is today,
into the juggernaut it is right now.
Yeah. Doing record numbers on iTunes every day.
All day.
I'll be honest with you guys. Right now, the kid is upstairs eating dinner, and we've had a meltdown the past few nights.
Oh, yeah?
Because we've been trying to introduce him to new foods, and it has not gone well.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't leave the table until you eat 2 bites of chili, or
come on, bro.
Until you eat 4 green beans.
Those are good too.
He's got 3 carrot slices up there. He's had 2 out of the 3, not a single tear yet. So we're in good business.
Yes.
I thought for sure you listeners at home, let alone Devin and Jason, were going to hear a child wailing in the background, but
not today.
Not this day.
Not today, Satan.
So, Brianna will not be drinking out of frustration tonight. She will be drinking joy. Out of joy.
You know, Mr. Cheezo, fly with the seabirds or whatever you're talking about. Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, rage it up. Rage all you want. Good things are coming.
Did you ever see him in Weeds?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys watch that?
I watched, like, the first...
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. I stuck with it till the end, But I should have bailed out around like season 4.
Once she became like the head of everything, yeah. it was unreal.
I'll be honest, I stuck around because, I mean,
yeah, Mary Louise
Parker was kind of fine. But yeah, it went on way longer than it should have. It got ridiculous.
When it first started, you know, it was just about, you know, a mother trying to fucking make mm-hmm. some money selling weed. And then it's like she's running.
Oh, now she's married to somebody in the cartel.
Running an empire and shit. I'm just like, come on.
It's like Prison Break, that show.
I never watched that one.
It 2 seasons and it should have been done. Like, how many times can you get put in prison?
Yeah.
You know?
How many times can you break out? I'm getting ready to say, I think the more important thing is how many times can you break out of prison? Yeah, what are you, Andy Dufresne? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Andy Dufresne. Get that poster of Rita Hayworth up on the wall.
That was a little aggressive.
Oh, by the way, I'm still challenging all you drunken maniacs at home. I have not yet had one correct response for the theme music challenge. A while ago, I put new audio clips in the Alien Ant Farm song, and they're clips from movies all about drinking. It's appropriate for drunk at the movies, and nobody has correctly identified every single quote. And I'm telling you, the first person that sends me an email or a Facebook message with all the movies is going to win something. Mm. So I'm still putting it out there. The challenge is still on. There's at least one or two that are tripping some people up. So get on it.
Hell yeah. There's Guy Blow.
And David Spade's cameo here. I loved him on SNL, the Weekend Update or Hollywood Minute or whatever it was.
Joe Dirt, man. It's the greatest thing he's ever done.
Yep.
I actually like Dickie Roberts.
It's
over there. It's one of those that's not good, but I kind of like it.
It should stay deep in the vault.
Have you done Joe Dirt yet?
No, but it's over there, too.
That needs to be one that you got to do.
I mean, honestly, I like Tommy Boy better than Joe Dirt.
Ooh, that's fine. I mean, that's fine.
I get it, but Joe Dirt's up there for me. I know the food's a little different here, but it's... That's another one we quote all the time. Joe.
What about the sequel?
No.
Never seen it.
Joe Dirtier.
I won't do it.
I've seen like 10 minutes of it on Comedy Central, and I was just,
that
nope.
That was enough.
Red shirted ass.
Interestingly enough, the meal I was eating upstairs when you guys arrived is technically a vegan meal. Probably the only vegan meal I've eaten in quite a while.
Yeah.
Brianna eats a lot healthier than I do. I love carbs and I love meat.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pasta with, like, vegetables and red sauce and then tofu sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And solid. I told her I can tell it's... not real sausage when I'm eating it by itself, but if I shovel a bunch of the other shit, I can't tell the difference.
Put a bunch of cheese on it, it'd be anything.
Right. But that's not vegan. Because that vegan cheese, I'm going to tell you, that vegan cheese is not good.
Yeah,
it smells horrible.
You know, here's the grandma's getting the marijuana tea.
Oh, yeah, they got the tea.
I've never done that.
No, weed tea?
Nope.
What about dandelion tea? We already talked
about
that.
Oh, well, that's a staple.
Oh, this is a good song. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Call to James. He'll know.
I should just Shazam it, but it's too late now. I'll have to look at the soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. You know, while other girls growing up were playing with Barbies, I was being... Crazy name drop. Ooh, Super Mario. Nice name drop. How long have you been a tester? Like
10 years? Wow. I used to be an accountant. Lane. I realized I was miserable, so I walked into my boss's office and I said, Dad, I quit.
Dad, nice name drop. Look, at the end of the day, you have to do what you're passionate about. Exactly. You get paid for jerking it?
You're good enough.
Wow.
You might have a lot of kids all across the country, but I saw that movie. Vince Vaughn was in it. I have to go pee in the alley. I have to go pee in the alley.
have to pee out of my ass.
Oh.
It's an emergency.
No, 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 no. It's right around the corner. We can totally go.
Well, I believe that was the Mooney Suzuki. That's who that was. Alive and Amplified. That's a band I haven't heard of in a long time. Some of you probably haven't even heard of them. Well, they are high on life.
Man, I remember that. Like, I remember getting that high, like, the first couple times, just laughing your ass off at anything.
Yeah. I had a DiGiorno pizza, and it was the best fucking pizza I'd ever had in my life. Oh, Steel Reserve.
Yeah, dude.
We're trading down on the beers here.
It's a lean night.
It's no pale ale. May as well have have some Ice House. Oh, he's got Red Stripe at least. It turns you into a deer. Jonah's gonna get on that.
Yep. You can have all of them.
Because I'll be honest, Steel Reserve is going to make your shits worse.
Oh, man. That's
dude, that's what PBR stuff. Does to me.
Yeah.
Really?
It ruins me, dude. I like it, but it ruins me.
Because my system's like built up to this kind of beer. Yeah. So yeah, if I go quote unquote slumming it for a night,
you don't even quote that.
I drink PBR, I literally like the contents of my stomach turns into the silt from the bottom of the Illinois River. It's putrid.
Oh,
man.
She's chugging.
Hell yeah,
she just crushes it too.
You're better than that, Grandma.
Yeah.
Damn. It's all coming together.
Ooh. He should have known as soon as she said trim my antlers.
Yeah.
You're
growing. You want
some soup? Sure.
Okay, Grandma. My grandma drank all my pot.
That is great. I'm just saying it's cool. I mean, how many people get to say that?
That's true.
I mean, you know.
She can say that as a boss.
Mm.
Call that weirdo Dante.
Yeah, call him.
Hey, easy, pothead. I'll
get you. Say that all the time, too.
Yeah. Oh, and he's drinking the Red Stripe.
Yeah. Of course
he
is.
I think he did the Red Stripe commercials.
I think he invented Red Stripe. I think that is Sir Red.
Now he's got four pigtails. They've doubled.
Brown Bomber. To be fair, that looked like a rad ass party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just smoking on the porch.
Got punk chicks with mohawks.
Hell yeah.
I'm all right with that. I don't know what's going
hookers,
on there. Something.
Bikers.
And then Linda Cardellini hanging out wanting to smoke weed.
Some of the Anarchy guys over there.
I was going to say The Undertaker, but keep with the wrestling spirit. Guy who thinks he's in the Misfits and karaoke, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Talk dirty to me.
If we were there, it would be fight for your right to party. That's our staple.
Well, here's the thing. There's a new podcast that I mentioned earlier, Karaoke Big E. I'm going to be on it coming up, and I have to do two songs, and then we do a group song at the end. And I told him I want to close out with some Beastie Boys.
That's every time
I call ad rock. I'm an ad rock.
Oh, yeah.
Or I kind of sound more like MCA.
Yeah.
Plus, I got a beard like a Billy Goat.
Oh, there, yeah.
So,
every time we get drunk, we always do Fight for Your Right to Party with like eight of us up on stage, just fucking screaming,
bringing the part, bringing
and
the whole place down,
shredding the air guitar during the breakdown, and
Colonel Crackers,
shut up, nerd.
Captain Crunch, or what was that one that we came for?
Colonel Crunch,
General Crunch, or something.
Colonel,
like that.
Don't bust rank on him.
That one. Guess what else you're not gonna get, party pooper?
Sucks to be you, nerd.
We quote that all the time, too. Sucks to be you,
nerd. Hey, is anybody gonna light it? I want to smoke it. It'll be fun. Ew,
it's JP's phone number. Yeah, use that as your filter. He's a fucking psycho. Where the hell is he? In a bunker?
Yeah. It's his $1 million fucking video game fortress.
Got a segue.
I just opened a new beer from Dubuque, Iowa.
It's a hefty beer.
This is a little mini growler from Seven Hills. Friend of the show, Kevin Clark, co-host of the Karaoke Biggie. He was there last night, and he's like, dude, drinking these beers, I think you need to try one. So we brought the Hop Spatter. It's their double IPA, 9%.
9%.
9%.
Somebody asked getting laid tonight.
Yeah,
the Game of Thrones beer was 8.3.
He dropped it off while I was working at the bank. I was like, oh, I think something's going to happen here.
Baby loves milk. He's at the bar. Whew.
Can we talk about how weird of a line? Yeah.
I can't believe
how weird of a line that is, though. Yeah, like, it's kind of creepy.
Nah.
I mean, was she even lactating? I don't think so.
I would love to find out. She's coming at me guns hot like that. I'll find out.
That's not a real ice cream sandwich. Shit. That's a legit sandwich with ice cream in the middle of it.
She's got the barrels in her face, man. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, Linda was looking all right there.
World War I. World War II.
Tupac. I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job. Was he silent? Not after I was done with him. That's a quality handy.
Yeah. Nice old fashioned.
Yeah.
You remind me of Charlie. She'll have soft skin.
Yeah.
And it's wrinkly, so it's already ribbed.
Oh.
Cabo, baby.
Oh my god.
Oh, those are good nights, son.
You're a big Sammy Hagar fan, are you?
No, love that. Cabo Wabo has been
used to have nights where it's just strictly Cabo Wabo night. Like, that's all you drank.
I see some more Sierra Nevada. I think I saw some Guinness. They're all over the board here.
That's super hot.
Okay, beer before liquor, never been sicker. You gotta do the shots.
That's never affected me.
I love the song, Helicopter.
Well, Guitar Hero.
Fucking Helicopter, man. Love this song. Block Party.
Someone asked getting laid tonight.
Always say that.
Mm-hmm. There's Jason.
Helicopter is a, Block Party. Fantastic band.
Yep.
I've got all their albums.
My Bruce Trump.
Be Frog. You need more? You good?
I'm good. I'm gonna try some of that.
Try some of the hop spatter.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, way to go. And you also still have some scatterbrain.
Let's do.
I'll polish it.
You goof. Uh oh.
Yeah. You'd go.
He's gonna become a man tonight.
Yes.
Well, he's not gonna have to use birth control. Let's be honest. Well, I mean, she could have something.
Oh, yeah.
No, but she ain't getting pregnant. It's a weird spanking.
She has some moves, I gotta say, in this little karaoke.
My favorite part about this scene is the black guy. The black guy off to the side.
Yeah,
watch the black guy.
All right. Oh, in the
yep, just he's like,
basketball jersey. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's already looking at it.
Huh?
And how did he get that spot?
I know, right?
For blocking? Like, you get the primes. Well, Jonah Hill.
Oh.
Jonah Hill may. Yeah, Jonah Hill may have the better spot, but.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
His facial expressions are so good. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
What has happened to Lindsay Weir? She is all over the place.
Old Velma.
Right? Trying to lick her own nipple.
Yep. Sleeping on
perfectly
the
clean.
Yeah. That seems like a good party.
I've woken up in worse spots than that before.
Yeah. Gotta love when you wake up and don't know where the fuck you're at.
Yep.
On top of a counter.
I've woken up in a cornfield before.
Really?
Yep.
Bathtub. How long did it take you to figure out how you got there? Or did you never piece it together?
No,
some questions are better left unanswered.
I don't know.
Is there a crop circle around you? Like, did your ass hurt?
Yeah, but it always does. So it wasn't really outside of the realm of possibility.
It's a Taco Bell, man.
Normal amount of bleeding. Right. You know.
No way, dude. Grandma's fucking.
Oh yeah, dude.
Doing you a service.
Up. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can see his weenie.
You can see his pee-pee.
Okay, the sheriff demands that those pictures be burned.
Oh, look at this report card.
I'm a genius, what can I say?
Well, you were up till high school, and then all of a sudden he got unfocused. I guess it was just puberty.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely puberty.
That's not a good baby. That baby looked messed up.
He's got the polio.
Got the whooping cough.
I got the black lung, Paul.
I loved him. And I love you. I love being your roommate. You would have loved my grandfather. He was the coolest.
He had a problem.
That's my grandpa.
No, he had a problem. Yeah. It's high noon.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you for showing me all the photos.
Come anytime, sweetheart. I've got four more boxes.
Okay. Yeah, feel free to pour some of that for yourself. And the best part, I asked Kevin how much I owed him. He said, nothing.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's time for you and the milkmaid.
So, I guess she is lactating? I don't... She's eating cereal. Like, that would lead me to believe she squirted her own milk into the cereal. Maybe that's in the unrated cut. I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while, but I don't remember that. You were my 85th.
That's sweet.
Yes. My 100 something.
Should have wore a condom.
I don't know. 3,000.
Jeez. Blake Clayton, she's giving you a run for your money.
Ooh.
Word up.
It's a big fan of Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, hopefully he's not itchy.
Should have just stuck to anal. It's pure.
Yep.
Less yeast, you know.
That ain't no loss.
Hopefully she didn't have Taco Bell before.
Sponsored by Taco Bell. Go try a crispy quesadilla today. Yeah. It won't make you bleed.
Yeah. Have anal afterwards.
It'll be fun for both of you.
So she lives at a hotel? That looks like a hotel, right?
Well, yeah, she's just in town to get the game in shape.
Well, I don't think that's how it's going to end up.
We'll have to wait and see. It's foreshadowing.
He wants to get something in shape.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah?
I forgot.
This.
Yeah, that's what I forgot.
That's what they call it.
She's a slut. Bung.
Bung.
I'll be there.
Maybe.
I'll
be the older gentleman. I am a teen. That's what you need to do at work. I am a teen. Yes.
I think that's a fad that lasted for like 4 months.
What's that?
Segways?
No, do they still do those down on the riverfront?
I don't think so.
They legit had Segway tours.
Are you shitting
me? You could rent a Segway and like go up and down the riverfront. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, cool. So you can get that real fresh carp smell hitting you in the face as the crisp 3 mile an hour breeze hits you on that Segway.
I like his guy liner.
Oh.
Oh.
Classy.
23 hours.
For 13 hours. Jeez. That's a lot of tits.
Holy hell.
A really cringe-worthy character.
Yeah.
That is like
hilarious.
Like when The Office first started.
Like Michael.
Michael, and he yeah. It was just like, oh my god, I'm so uncomfortable watching this, but it's great.
He grew into it though.
Yeah.
He plays the pathetic geek even better.
Yeah. What do you think, Jason? I know this is a little stronger than most of what you're used to drinking. A little probably hoppier. It's got good color to it. It looks like kind of an amber.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, this is a double IPA.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's brisk, baby. Tastes really good.
Kevin just texted me. He's like, "Have you tried it yet?" I'm like, "Actually,
right now,
we're drinking it right now, and we just gave you a shout out."
That's really good. Man.
This is a meta shout out now.
Oh.
I'm fucking with your mind
from the future or the past. You be
it's
the judge.
Undecided at this point.
Turn left.
Oh,
I love the drool.
Yeah,
really selling it.
It's an interesting character.
I did not win an Oscar for this. You know.
No, it sounds like the dogs are tap dancing upstairs.
Got some of that Frankenstein.
Yeah.
3D mapping so smooth. Did you design it by yourself?
Yeah.
There's no clipping at all. Who did the programming?
I did that too. Hey, what can I say? I'm a 35-year-old pro.
Collision detection's excellent on this. Hey, you know what?
like take this home for you and maybe give you some notes on it or something?
Don't trust him.
No. No.
Something a normal person or a friend would do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that would be really cool.
The lighting effects are really realistic.
You're just, do me a favor, all right? Don't be too critical. I'm not a genius.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, I know you are. And also, dude, I haven't told any of the guys at work about this. It's kind of a secret. But...
So that was probably the wrong thing to say.
And don't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah. Careful's my middle name. Actually, it's not.
He really hates the name Philip.
It's not a good robot name.
Yeah. You know what? Well, now we're back at Dante's.
There's another
character. Another guy.
This guy's not going to rip my heart out of my chest and show it to me, is he?
No. This is Mr. Lee Ho. He's teaching me a monkey taekwondo. I got my yellow belt today. Monkey got a red belt. Monkey, sucker. Bunch! I got this fat lip.
Where's the monkey now?
He's upstairs putting his nunchucks away. Yo, that party was off the hook, kid. Your girl can drink her fucking face off.
Uh-oh.
Shut up, monkey. I got company to do. Doc, can you tell Mr. Lee how to go ahead and have to be quiet? Yes, sir. Lee Shen Sheng. Ta shuo jing ni nen bu neng qu lu shang ran hou se bing jing xia lai. Oh, dang ren ke yi. 臭小盒子，什么东西？干掉！
You gotta psych yourself up if you're going to face a monkey,
a kung fu monkey,
yeah.
Not just a regular monkey.
He holds the real deal. He's full on Chinese.
Yeah, I can see that.
What the fuck, Mr. Lee Ho?
You're gonna do a Liu Kang.
Yeah.
From Mortal Kombat. Here it is.
Bicycle kick.
Whoa! Please stop.
You have to cup your arm at the bottom tightly and release slowly like this.
Teaching how to armpit fart.
Try it. Dude, I can't do it. Just practice on the weekends and stuff in your free time. You'll get it. Don't tell me your grandma beats you.
That's more believable than what happened. So, what's this big meeting about?
I think it's about farting.
Gentlemen, Samantha, last night I received a rough copy of JP's new game.
No, he didn't.
Let me just say that it invaded my mind with such force, I thought I was going to explode into the atmosphere.
It really is amazing.
Yes. If you turn your attention to the monitor, I'll give you a glimpse of the future.
Here's where it all goes wrong.
Here's the whole build-up.
What? This is my game.
I want to watch.
Hey, no. No, stop, please. This is my game.
What are you saying, Alex?
I've been developing this game for over 3 years.
What are you talking about? I've been working on this game all year. You know that, Mr. Cheezle.
Okay, that's bullshit. Robo Bitch came over to my house last night. I showed him this game. He said he was going to give me some notes on it, not fucking steal it.
Do you have another copy of the game?
No.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Why didn't you tell me you were designing a game?
I don't know. I was self-conscious about it.
Oh, how cute. He's just trying to get into your pants.
Well, you know.
Dude, I mean, who wouldn't? Your robot head right to be fair.
His grandma played it.
What's that to prove, Jeff? He probably stole the game from me. What? And learned all the moves in one night. Mr. Cheezle, this is sad.
That seems logical.
Yeah, that seems more.
I just like how every time it says imitates hydraulics. Fuck you, fuck you.
You're I'm cool. Yeah. You're hot.
So that's the thing that ties it all together.
Yep, sticking with the trend. That's right, monkey. Play my head.
I always want...
Oh, shit.
I'll go to the devil's house with you, bro.
I don't give a fuck. So that's another one we quote. No one's ever been... One man is. Roll it. I'll go to the devil's house with you, bro. I'll smoke with you, bro. We'll go to the one we've been
together. I always wanted to have a chimpanzee butler and make him wear roller skates and answer my door.
Until he ate your face?
Right. Now, if you keep him drunk enough, I don't think he will. That's where the roller skates are kind of a problem. It's a liability.
It really is.
That is a
death.
Good lord.
Oh, God.
That monkey's like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't judge me.
It's almost like the cross joint.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, we never did that.
No.
What's that from again?
Pineapple Express.
That's right. Yeah. Another girl we said we were going
to. And this is the end. They have a fucking double cross. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hello,
Jeffrey. What's up, Silver
Fox? Why are you so funny? Fight Club. I started a fight club.
So where's Alex? I don't know. Nobody can find him. He is.
I know where he is.
Hey. The monkey is playing Xbox. The TV is not on.
I've been that high before.
Do you think they're playing? Do
you have a tumor? Can we quote that a lot?
Do you think they're playing the same game?
Do I have a tumor? It's a devil. I think it's for you. So believable. Oh no!
Just holy shit!
Hello. Quit the. That too.
Yeah, I fucked with her months ago, man. How big do you right now?
This is Marv Albert. This is Marv Albert. Torched. Okay, look. She is all over him. JP revealed himself to be an actual robot. He kidnapped
her soul out of her head. My grandmother's in trouble. I'll be right there. Can you stop? How much time do we have?
Just like Don Knotts.
Oh.
So wrong.
There's another one.
Way too big to drive the devil's house. See, like right here, man. This so, is where like it'll swing over. And, like,
who almost... drive car? Monkey drive car.
Yeah, he almost bit him during that scene. The monkey almost bit him.
And that's the guy who did, like, Super Mario, right?
Yeah.
Miyamoto. Mm-hmm.
Ah. Where's it, Zelda?
I'm not sure.
We're the video game guys.
Yeah. As you can tell, we're a quality podcast. Yeah.
Hyper Uppercut should be aware of these things. Oh, did you bring your tasting glass back? Get you some of that, thanks to Kevin Clark. Freckles is back in the house. We already talked about the carrots going off without a hitch. I told them I expected them to hear a meltdown. The third one took
three
a while.
Slices of carrots.
The first two went down pretty okay.
We were right the whole time, Devin.
Oh, were we?
It was both.
See? Yeah.
It was Super Mario Brothers and right, Zelda.
There you go.
Miyamoto. Yeah, see, we know what we're talking about at the Hyper Uppercut podcast.
We're just not sure about it.
Survey says, you know.
Show me potato salad.
The plague.
I like how Grandma's playing JP. Now, Brianna, have you ever seen this movie?
I have. Grandma's been a long boy. Time.
Yeah, been a while.
Since I could.
Yeah. That's just
popping the stained out.
Oh no, we pop the stained out all the time. Okay. That's a. That's well, an IBWIP reference that just carries on to every show.
All right. Is there any left of this?
Yes, there is.
I don't like double IPAs, but I'll give it a taste.
Yeah, give it a whirl. You're not driving yet.
Exactly. We're responsible-ish.
Oh, that's no good.
Got him. Gam gam for the win.
Oh, and the monkey's kissing people.
Can you stop?
And he is all over Mrs. Partridge.
That's deep.
What's up, Mr. Cheeto?
Where do you get your weed from?
Where do you get your weed?
From you, Dante.
From you, Dante. What's up, Mr.
Cheeto? JP should go to jail for that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. That's not appropriate. 6 months later, it says, and there's the game that never came out.
Time jump.
Yep. They're not drinking Sierra Nevada anymore, but they are saying cheers in Japanese. And he's got crazy hair again.
I don't want that.
I don't want to do that. Monkeys drinking champagne.
And this whole thing right here was not planned. They did not know this was happening.
What the fuck was that? That's
a present. Like when they all run off the set, they were like legit scared.
And there we go.
And ending it with your fave, Galaga.
Yeah, of course. As it began. So that was Alan Covert's Big Happy Madison movie. And like I said, now
I still think it's really underrated. I think it's got a cult following, but
definitely.
You know...
It made enough money in the theater that it wasn't a loss, mm-hmm. but it definitely found more of an audience on DVD, which, let's be honest, most of the movies we feature on this show follow that kind of trend.
Because you got the reclusive stoners that didn't want to go out in public.
Right. So, yeah, this is one I actually did not see in the theater.
I didn't either.
Me either.
Yeah, I think this one that we found out about it just watching it, I guess. Mm. I don't even know how that came about, but...
You went to a family video and you're just looking at the new releases and you're like, yeah, that seems good.
That might actually be my ex worked at Family Video at the time, so she might have just brought it home. Maybe that's
all. There you go.
Sorry
to bring up bad memories by mentioning Family Video. You seem happy now, so it's all good.
Yeah, you know, the beers do a lot for you.
You're like, I seem happy.
Please sit on my face.
On that note, we're going to wrap things up here. Thanks again to Jason and Devin from the Hyper Uppercut podcast for joining me here on the couch for Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you can find their show. Where can they find your show?
iTunes, SoundCloud.
All of your podcasts.
Yeah, Stitcher.
It's on Facebook. Stitcher. Just look up Hyper Uppercut podcast. Yeah. Two different shows. They got Hyper Uppercut, and then they got The Final Draft. Seems like you guys put out The Final Draft a little more frequently. It used to be both a week, kind of like Drunken Lullabies, Drunk at the Movies, but it seems like a few Final Drafts came out in succession without a Hyper Uppercut to accompany it.
The holidays were pretty rough on us. We're getting back on track now.
Excellent. So look for two episodes a week.
Yep.
You can get your gaming fix, then you get your... top five list style conversation.
Fantasy draft.
What are some upcoming episodes you guys are doing?
We actually don't have any in the bank right now.
Well, that's fun.
I won this week, so I get to pick the next topic.
You did.
Are you going to drop it on? What are we going to do?
I think we're gonna do favorite South Park characters.
Oh,
Simpsons characters did really well.
Yeah,
that
was really well.
And that was our most successful draft.
People were sharing that they didn't even know what the hell they were sharing.
It was by far our most successful draft. So
and was it Rob that got beat by
the like button? Yeah, he got beat by the like button.
He got beat by the like button, which if you follow Hyper Uppercut, you have to vote. You use an emoji con, usually a laughing face, a smiling face, or a heart, or the wow, the wow face. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, that just means you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. But Rob got beat by the thumbs up. So that's how bad his list was. Man. So
that was a lot of fun. I had to poke fun of him. Usually at the end, I always make a who won picture or whatever. And so
I know, because I won. Yeah. I won a three guests
which he is
that
gonna,
has ever brought a belt.
You're at 50%. Your win rate's at 50%. Yeah.
That's not we're gonna bad. Have to, one and one, you know?
It'll be 33 next time you come on.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Because I won't pick something that you're the chief at.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He won one of our drafts, so he's going to be on. We're going to work out a date for that.
Yeah, they got to bring me on for a third time.
He's probably going to defend his crown.
Yeah, pick the topic.
It's probably going to be music related. None of that one-hit wonder bullshit that you guys did before. That was
achy breaky heart.
That wasn't.
Hey, did you like
half of those weren't one-hit wonders? I'll be honest.
I feel like my full list was. Yeah. If you go back and look,
I had Tommy Two Tone.
I feel like I was pretty legit. Yeah. But did you like our fantasy, pick your rock band list? Did you like that one? Did you see that
I don't even know
one?
If he, that was one of our very first ones.
One of the early ones? I haven't gone back to the archives. I need to do that.
A fantasy, like, where you just got out of all
pick
of music,
your list, pick
everyone
your,
like
had
a
to have,
make your own music festival.
Yeah, yes. It was make your own band. Everyone
you make
had
your
to
own
have,
band.
You had to have a drummer, guitarist, bassist, singer,
and then a wild card.
Okay, but it was fun.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and check that one out. And I encourage all of you drunk maniacs to do the same thing.
Well, thank you.
So we got some open beers. We're going to finish those because, you know, no soldiers left behind here in Drunk Lullaby Studios.
Yep.
So this is the voice saying, until next time, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
Sleep.